And when the guy is just right, well, they put it on the chimney.
Did the chimney have an open place in front of
it? Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
Floor, kind of.
You see, we had four poles. You know, four poles. All right, they'd put a little stick across here. All right, they'd fill that with mud. They'd put another to fill that with mud. Just kept on to me, up to the top.
Now, it had an open place in front of the fireplace?
Well, how would you warm if you didn't?
Yeah, but it did extend out in front of
the... No, it was even with the walls.
You had to keep fire. Did you ever keep have problems with fire getting out of the...
No. Mm-mm.
And what'd you call that floor there? Do you have a name?
Hearth.
The hearth? I see. Well, can you tell me how you start a fire, sir, and that sort of
thing? Well, kindling wood, coal oil.
You use coal?
Yeah.
Paper,
anything. But we always covered up enough coals when they went to bed. The next morning, you just put your wood on there and open up that the ashes that we covered them coals with, you know, that night.
Yes, sir.
You just open up that and your fire is going a little while.
Really? Yeah. Now, when you got the fire started, what would you put on it?
Something? Wood?
Do you use fat wood or?
No, anything. There's no difference what it was. It was cleaning land, you know?
Yeah.
Cut the trees down, saw them up into wood.
Saw them up into what?
Well, we had a fireplace, we could put 5 foot wood in it.
Really? That was a big one.
Well, there's 10 kids to warm by that thing.
That gives each kid half a foot, right?
Yeah. But you got to get back from that thing, I guarantee you, when you ain't got a good fire going.
Your face is warm, but your back is freezing.
Yeah. Well, shit, yeah, the house is full of cracks.
What you mean? Cracks?
Yeah, the mud is dry, you know. And leaves cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lots of times I've seen Papa make them niggas go over it. You know, fill up them cracks.
Y'all have lots of niggas here in the place, man?
Yeah, Papa had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, here on the hills. And he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on the river.
Really?
This row of cabins down here was for the slaves. The last one was way down your necks in the woods. And on that road over there, they had four. I can almost tell you the names of them niggas. Old Harrison Fox was the butcher.
The what?
The butcher boy. Killed the bees, sheep, hogs. And he wouldn't let them other niggas mess with him either. After he got them cut up, then they could do what they wanted with him. But he wouldn't let them cut him up. Because he knew exactly why he wanted it and everything. And had a great big old log smokehouse. You put them hams, bacon, sausage in there, smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
Make our own lard, hog head cheese.